Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm going to be your host and producer for this show, Mr. Logan Landers, and joining me to talk about the Florida State Seminoles and if they got snubbed out of the playoffs, a hot topic in the world of college football for the past few days, Mr. Football himself, Mr. Turner. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing today, Mr. Logan Landers?
I'm doing well today, sir. Doing well. Hope our fans are out there doing well also. And if you enjoy this video about this hot button topic, give us a like, follow, share, and subscribe. Facebook and YouTube are main platforms, but you can also check us out on our podcast each and every single week on the Believe Podcast Network, available on all major podcast streaming platforms. So, Mr. Turner, this is a this has been a topic for debate, we'll say, over the last few days since the top four teams in college football have been released, and the Florida State Seminoles were not one of those top four teams. They were ranked at number five in the nation, and they are the first Power Five conference to go undefeated, as well as winning their conference game, to not make the top four. So, Vincent, plain and simple, do you think Florida State got snubbed out of that top four spot?
I'm going to say no. I think when you look at the reality of the situation, it's got to be the four best teams. And what I mean by that, the four eyeballs on the four best teams. And like you said, Logan, it's been a topic that's went to another level this past week. And don't get me wrong, I understand the Florida State Nation are being upset. Of course, Bobby Butler is a part of our podcast, Florida State Great, two-time All-American. First-round draft pick with the Atlanta Falcons in the 81 draft. But if you're going to be a football guy and you're going to say the four best teams, then you got to say, hey, Florida State, unfortunately, you got to take back the last two games they played, and especially their last game. Offensively, they have taken some steps back because they lost their best player, Jordan Travis. And let's be honest. If there was any other team that was playing in the ACC championship game, such as, let's say, a Georgia Tech or North Carolina or North Carolina State, then we might not be talking about Florida State, even in the playoffs. But they look so poorly offensively. And we're looking at the networks, ESPN, who's going to be carrying the game, who's going to be carrying the game. You got to go back to last year. Granted, TCU upset Michigan in a hellified college football semifinal. But when it got to the championship game, what was the score, Logan?
Oh, it was a blowout. I believe it was 65-7.
How many people you think by halftime stopped watching the game?
I think a lot of people went to the varsity about halftime in Atlanta.
Okay, thank you. And then I want to put another point. I kept hearing the gentleman that kept broadcasting the game, the color analysis, Jesse Palmer, kept saying Florida State has an NFL defense. That's no question about it. They probably got players on their side that's going to probably play in the league. But think about if they would have been playing a Michigan that's got NFL offensive talent, such as a J.J. McCartney or Blake Corn or Roman Wilson, or they playing the University of Washington, NFL talent, Michael Penix. They playing Alabama, NFL talent, Jalen Milroe. Playing Texas, NFL talent, Quinn Ewers. Come on, man. It's all about the numbers. It's all about making money. And at the end of the day, your four best teams got in there. And unfortunately, it failed that way. And also, I want to throw in the University of Georgia. They got a big P, too, being ranked number one. But it was one of them years you had a lot of good football teams in the country. And unfortunately, Florida State lost their best player at a very bad time at the end of the year. And to me, honestly, I didn't think they was going to really take that much step back offensively. But you saw the quarterback play, and I don't have to get into that. And I really feel for Florida State because Mike Norrell was the head coach at the University of Memphis before he came to Florida State. 3 years, he's turned that team into a very excellent program. And then I'm going to say another key factor, the ACC was down this year. Clemson didn't carry the strong point. They struggled this year, ended up 8-4. North Carolina was there for a minute, but you saw what they did. They lost some games in midseason. So overall, as a conference, the ACC wasn't as strong. But I understand Florida State and the Noles Nation to be upset. But me personally, I want to see the four best teams there. And I think the College Football Playoff Committee didn't make the wrong decisions in choosing Michigan, who won the Big Ten title, Washington, who won the Pac-12 title, Texas, who won the Big 12 title, and Alabama, that defeated the number one team in the country in the SEC. I'm sorry, but when you look at overall Florida State, they lost their best player. Bring it up one more time at a real tough time of the season, and you saw what that football team looked like offensively at the end of the year.
Yes, sir, Mr. Turner. Great thoughts as always. You know, my comments on this, and as I've had time to reflect on it and think about it, you know, initially I was with I would say maybe a majority of people and thinking, oh man, how, you know, this team went undefeated. They didn't lose a single game. They won their conference championship. You know, on paper, you look at it and you think, how do they not get in? But when you sit back and think about it, Vincent, you brought up a great point there, kind of dissecting the top four teams. Michigan, obviously, you know, they didn't lose a game. They won their conference. Same with Washington. They were great. And then it gets a little tricky, right? Texas won their conference, obviously, and they beat Alabama early on in the season. And, of course, Alabama, you know, shocked the world and beat number one ranked Georgia to win the SEC championship. And also, I forgot to mention, Texas won their conference as well. So, to me, Vincent, it just seemed like it was a year too early. When I say that, we know this is the last year of the college football playoff top four before it moves to the top 12 playoff system next season. And my heart breaks, man, for those Florida State fans. Of course, for a great guy on our program, just an amazing person, awesome football player as well, and Bobby Butler. I know that he was probably devastated whenever he was watching the selection show. But you brought up a good point, though, Vincent. Once Jordan Travis went down, this was not the Florida State team that you saw for the vast majority of the season. Their offense just kind of took a nosedive. It did not play up to the level that we thought it was going to be. And I feel that they would have a better argument if they blew out Louisville in the ACC championship game, but that just wasn't the case. It was a tight win, and I get you want it, you know, great, but you have to impress, especially when, like you said, the ACC had a bit of a down year. So they were in a way at a disadvantage there, and it's just they did all the right things, Vincent. They did all of the right things. Unfortunately, though, we're not able to crack the top four. And, you know, maybe they can get their retribution next season once this expands to a 12-team playoff and they can show the world, hey, you know, we didn't make it last year by the skin of our teeth, but this year it's a new year. We're ready to roll and show some people wrong. But, yeah, man, you know, it's been the biggest topic in college football. It's not really been the matchups we're looking at. You know, it isn't the Michigan taking on Alabama. It's not the Washington and Texas. It's not that. You're looking at, did this team get in? Did they deserve to get in? And, you know, like we're both saying, Florida State, phenomenal season. Hats off to all the guys on the field and the coaching staff. They've done a tremendous job. Unfortunately, though, they just did not get their break. And, of course, best of luck against the Georgia Bulldogs. They'll be facing them in the Orange Bowl. We'll see how that game will go. And, of course, heading into next season. Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, always a pleasure talking some college football with you, talking about the Florida State Seminoles. I've been your host. I've been your producer, Logan Landers. Please, everyone, drop a comment. Do you think Florida State got snubbed from the college football playoff top four? We want to hear it. Of course, we'll debate y'all. We'll talk about y'all in the comments section, Facebook and YouTube, and, of course, on our podcast platform, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Well, guys, we'll talk to y'all again on another live episode of 100 Yard Football.